I'm Jared.
And I'm Eric.
And you are listening to the Ascend Podcast, where college and university leaders, thinkers, and innovators come to learn practical and proven strategies for improving retention rates, graduation rates, and overall student success. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Ascend Podcast. I am Jared Tippetts, and I have along with me Dr. Eric Kirby. Hey, good to see you this week, Eric.
Hey, Jared, good to be with you.
Yeah, thanks for joining me for another quick recording where we're going to be talking about a section from the culture part of the Ascend model, where we're looking at the importance of shifting the culture on campus in the eyes of the students. You know, we've talked about shifting the culture so many times throughout this podcast series, this kind of first season that we've done around our first book. And this one is kind of a unique twist that we just pause and talk a little bit about in our book about the importance of shifting the culture in the eyes of the students. So let's start there, Eric. Talk to us a little bit about why it's important to shift the culture in the eyes of the students, and then we'll kind of dig into what are some ways that you can do that.
Yeah, as we've talked about in other podcasts, we know that culture is very broad, and culture for students can come under a lot of different umbrellas. We could talk about, you know, the culture of are we taking care of what they actually need, from counseling and psychological services to academic advising. And we've talked about that in other podcasts. And I think what we're really trying to address in this one is there has to be an emphasis on shifting the culture that we care about students and what they want, maybe not necessarily what they need, that we care about creating avenues for them to hang out, for them to feel that they belong, that they can see themselves at our institution. I think as well as shifting a culture to help them engage in more team spirit or school spirit, if you will, that they feel a greater sense of community and a greater sense of purpose. And so this was a big undertaking. After a lot of the other resources and amenities came along, taking care of their needs, what we know they needed, but then really shifting to say, how can we make them feel more like a Thunderbird or a part of what we're trying to do, and make sure that they're having fun and developing a culture of sense of belonging, friendship, camaraderie with other students. So I think that's the lens we took in the shift we tried to make in this part.
Yeah, I think that's right. And you said there, that sense of belonging. I think for students to feel connected to an institution, they need to feel at home there. Whether they are a commuting student, or maybe they live on campus, or maybe they've moved from far away to come to school there, or maybe they grew up across the street, it doesn't matter. We need to create an environment where when they enter into our campus proper, they feel at home here. They feel connected. They feel a sense of belonging. They feel at home. And so we've worked on that a lot on our campus to try and help students feel at home here. And we even asked that question, what can we do? I like how you talked about how there's a difference between needs and wants. And so sometimes it's fun just to ask students, what do you want here? What would make this feel more cozy, more at home for you? So let's talk about what students have told us over the years, Eric, when we've asked them that kind of question. What would help you feel greater sense of belonging? What would help you feel more at home here? What sorts of things have we done to kind of signal to students that we care about them and help kind of create that campus culture?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we can address is we put a lot of the needs offices down at kind of the front facing in our student center. And over the years, we realized that a lot of the want offices, the hangouts, the student multicultural centers, the international student offices, the outdoor offices, these things that the students actually want and need on that front face, to really just kind of hang out, to get quick access to be able to get their wants and needs taken care of quickly, we shifted around our student center dramatically and really tried to create avenues for the multicultural center down on entry level, the NEST or the student help center at entry level, the LGBTQ center, the veterans center, international affairs. All of these places where we know students are going to hang out, that they're going to meet up with friends, make sure get them a prime location, a centralized location, and one that's easy to access. The students don't have to walk or travel to great lengths to find something that is easy to find, but more importantly, make sure these offices have areas to hang out in, that there's sofas, there's couches, there's tables that they can kind of move around and really kind of create their own to ensure that they can relax, create ad hoc study groups or conversations, pick up the remote and maybe play some video games or whatever may be happening. So that's one of the approaches we took, was just relocating certain offices throughout the student center.
Yeah, that was quite the set of musical chairs, wasn't it? Moving people and coming and going, and it created a challenge at times. And then, of course, even just having the conversations with certain people in certain offices of, hey, we're going to move you to a less prominent location and replace this space with a student-facing organization and things like that. There were a lot of uncomfortable conversations there. But all of the discomfort is lessened when we start to really talk about what's best for students, right? And what's best to helping them feel at home here and those sorts of things. And now, several years removed from that musical chairs process, we have a great student center where the student needs and wants are right there in the faces of students, and they're able to easily access them. So that's what was a really big thing that we did. And it's fascinating when you tour other campuses. Sometimes these offices are just out in the middle of nowhere, and they're very disjointed all over campus, a little bit challenging for students to find. So in addition to moving offices around, talk a little bit about just some of the other things we've done to respond to student wants on campus. And these aren't really expensive things, right? These are fairly inexpensive things, but what would be some of the cheaper things that we've done?
Yeah, so some of the other things that we've done, one, and this may not be an issue that many other schools face, but our color scheme in our student center was completely outdated, and it was littered with kind of an orange and brownish hues, which have nothing to do with our red, black, gray, and white color scheme. So giving a paint facelift across the student center, even such things as just replacing the garbage cans that have, you know, our SUU logo on, making sure that there's pictures of students doing fun things around the student centers with banners in our rotunda that frequently get changed, and lettering in our student involvement and leadership office, and just even, you know, facelifting or changing some of the nameplates on offices or signs extending out into the hallway to help students find things. These were all little things, but it made a huge difference in just helping our student center in particular feel more SUU focused, help kind of create this spirit or sense of community that I think was really missing from our student center. Some of the other things that we found that students wanted, not necessarily maybe what they needed, but wanted, we installed indoor hammocks in our student center for them to come and lounge on, relax, even catch a nap. Created more gaming consoles throughout the student center with sofas and chairs. And I think we've got 6 or 7 big giant screen consoles now. And students can come and just check out the remotes from our student involvement and leadership office and go play some video games. Even giving access to board games that we've brought in, that they can go find tables and just play Monopoly or Guess Who or whatever else that may be. So these are all inexpensive ways. Creating benches and more seating outside for those beautiful days that the students just want to go out and just relax and maybe eat lunch out there on a park bench. And these were all things that students said they wanted, and helping them feel that we're listening to them, making sure that we're taking care of what they want in many regards, I think has gone a long way in shifting the culture and helping students realize they are our priority and we do care about not only their needs, but their wants as well.
That's right. So there we go. Shifting the culture on campus in the eyes of the students. That's just an easy, simple way that institutions can, like we said earlier, signal the students we care about them and we want them to feel at home here. So ask that question of your students. What do you want? What would make your campus feel more like home to them? We'll go a long way in shifting that culture. That's it for this quick episode. We'll be back next week with another episode. We'll see you later.
You've been listening to the Ascend Podcast. If you've enjoyed today's podcast, we hope you'll give us a like on your preferred listening platform and leave us a review. We also would invite you to connect with us on LinkedIn by simply searching for us, Jared Tippetts and Eric Kirby, where we would love to continue discussing today's topic with you.
And for more practical and proven strategies, just like the one you learned about today, check out our book, Ascend to Higher Retention Rates, practical strategies for increasing student retention, completion, and student success, which can be purchased on Amazon.com or on our website, www.tippettskirby.com.
We'll be back again soon with another podcast. Until then, keep on raging.